Welcome to Meet the Majors podcast series brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Professor Robert Darden, Associate Professor of Journalism in the Department of Journalism. Welcome, Professor Darden.
I'm delighted to be here, Aaron.
Thank you. Tell us about some of the unique features that this program offers to students.
Well, certainly. The Department of Journalism is one of the largest, fastest-growing departments at Baylor. This is in part because of the wide array of features we offer. Right now, we have three distinct degree plans, or we call them tracks: news editorial, public relations, and news photography. Each of these areas is taught by people who have worked in these fields. We don't have any classes taught by graduate assistants, by the way. And because of the nature of the profession and the professional instruction, we necessarily keep most of our classes pretty small. For instance, all of our sections of Journalism 2303, which is the beginning writing and reporting class, they're all capped at 16 students. Our majors are strongly encouraged to have internships, and some of the programs require them. We've discovered that interns are hired at a much higher rate than graduates without internships in the communications professions.
What types of students might find themselves being a good fit in this major?
Well, Aaron, although we have a broad range of students in the journalism department, what we're finding out is that if you like to communicate, we've got a place for you. If you're curious about your world, if you like interacting with people, if you feel you've got something to say, if you believe that it is important to try and make the world a better place, then I believe this is the department for you. As many programs across the country are eliminating writing programs, students are finding their way to journalism departments. Some schools are seeing record enrollment. We're adding writing programs at Baylor. Even as the world is turning to the internet, we all know that someone has to write the content for the internet. Why not you? If you like to write, if you're open to instruction, there are jobs waiting for you when you leave with a journalism degree from Baylor.
What are the skills that students in this program develop through their coursework?
Well, depending on the track you choose in the journalism department, news editorial, public relations, or photography, you're going to leave here with a diverse in-demand skill set. We've discovered employers, both in the news media and at public relations outlets everywhere, are desperate for students who can express themselves well, not just by writing, but by using the other various forms of communications media. So you're going to learn digital editing, web page design, moving and still photography, as well as how to gather and communicate important information on a deadline. As for photography, our classes are all digital now, utilizing the latest equipment. We found that employers like well-rounded employees, and we're committed to giving you all of those skills.
Are there opportunities available for undergraduate students to assist faculty with research or other special projects they may be working on?
Yep. One of the neat things about the journalism department is how many faculty members work with students, both graduate and undergraduate, in their research and special projects. I wouldn't be at all surprised to find that we lead the university in the number of papers at the master's and undergraduate levels co-authored with faculty members. Our students make presentations at a lot of national conferences as well. It's really one of our trademarks.
Now, this is a question we get in career counseling a lot. If students don't declare this major prior to starting the freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4?
Well, we've purposefully kept the number of hours required to graduate with a journalism degree small for 2 reasons. One, we want you to minor in something that will make you even more valuable to your prospective employers. And two, since we emphasize the practical nature of the information gathering skill set, we're able to get you the information you need so that you can enter the workforce in a timely manner. Well, in other words, you can declare as a journalism major your sophomore year and still graduate on time.
Now, how can a student best prepare for careers related to this major?
Well, if you're thinking about one of the facets of journalism or public relations as a career, you can really start preparing now. Read. Read everything you can get your hands on. The better read you are, and that includes newspapers, books, magazines, online journals, whatever, the easier this field will be for you. We're in the people business, and that's still the best way to be informed about people. If your high school doesn't have a journalism or PR department, that's fine. Our introductory classes will get you up to speed. But if you want to write, if you think you're called to write, then for heaven's sake, don't wait until you get to college. Start writing now.
Now, what are some of the misconceptions about the journalism field, even the news editorial field?
Well, I think the biggest misconception, Aaron, is that the field of journalism itself is dying. And certainly old school newspapers are struggling right now. But it is not so much a circulation issue. Those numbers are really actually quite stable. It's an advertising issue. Advertisers have quit advertising just about everywhere. But even during the peak of American newspapers, we only placed a small number of students actually in print journalism, newspapers. The majority of them go to the same places that they go now. Anywhere there is an employer who needs well-read employees who can accurately gather information and transform it to either written or spoken communication under a deadline. That means in the past few years, we've placed virtually every graduate somewhere. Major hospitals, airlines, government agencies, other colleges and universities. We have students at insurance agencies, publishing houses, magazines, athletic teams, just about any kind of large corporation. And yeah, a few newspapers too. As for the main misconception about public relations, you know, I think a lot of people confuse it with event management, you know, setting up lavish parties and press conferences for movie stars and rappers and basketball players. There are tens of thousands of jobs in PR, but that sort of thing only involves a tiny, tiny fraction. It's called event management, and it's a pretty specialized little field. It'd be fun, but it's not what everybody's going to get to do.
Are there particular areas of the country, say, where more jobs are available?
Right now, if you're able to travel, if you're not bound to one part of the country, we're finding job opportunities for our students anywhere there are major corporations or similar employers in need of employees who can communicate clearly and effectively in a variety of media. In the past 2 years, we've sent graduates all over the U.S. and into Asia, Africa, and Europe. If the economic conditions continue, that may change. But right now, we're seeing jobs just about everywhere but, say, Detroit and Flint, Michigan.
Is there any final advice you'd like to offer to students who are listening and maybe contact information for the department?
Sure, Aaron, and I'd like to give some final advice here, and it's just this. If you want to change the world, come see us. We're all about students with vision. Your faith is important to you. Come see us. We've got faculty members who have written best-selling books and professors who have taken students on mission trips to the far corners of the world. If you're passionate about people, we can show you how to reach them. If you want to write, this is the place to be. It's about communication, and we're the masters of it in all its forms. We're the journalism department at Baylor University. Come and see us.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and we'd like to thank Professor Darden for joining us on this edition of Meet the Majors podcast.